现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the teaching from the Bible.
很感谢神的带领我们今年度的暑假期间基本上所有有关青年的活动到今天就结束了。
And thank God for his guidance and basically any activity that's regarding to youth for this summer is pretty much concluded by this time.
是我们西岸的学生灵会在今天中午的时候结束。
And the student spiritual convocation is concluded today in this afternoon.
那接下来一些学生就陆陆续续要开学。
And next, what will happen is the student will school will be started.
然后接下来就是各教会举开秋季灵布道会的时间。
And after that, the spiritual convocation and evangelical service will be started for every churches.
那我们在这个暑假期间对青年的做一些训练呢，其实最重要的工作就是要装备他们将来能够接受主耶稣的呼召了，然后回答主耶稣说：“主啊，我在这里，你来差遣我。”
And the training that we all have during summer for our youth is that to better equip them so one day they may reply the Lord by saying, "Here I am."
我们一些青年接受教会的神学训练以及学生灵会之后呢，他们现在回到各教会来要来参与教会的工作。
So after those students had gone through NYTS and student spiritual convocation, now they are going back to their own church.
希望他们能够回来参加我们各教会的灵布道会，然后贡献他们所从主耶稣领受的，然后一起来服侍神，服侍弟兄姐妹。
So hopefully they can return.To those spiritual convocations and make contribution from what they learn during summer.
那今天晚上呢，要继续上个安息日，小弟在这里分享的主我在这里作为题目跟大家来查考。
So today I will actually like to use the same topic that I shared from last week or last Sabbath. This topic is Here I Am.
那上个星期跟大家分享过有关于神呼叫摩西，然后摩西他回答。神说我在这里。
So in the morning during the Sabbath service, we talk about how Moses respond to God's calling.
然后下午的时候，我们分享了神呼叫了撒母耳，撒母耳也跟神回答说我在这里。
And in the afternoon of that Sabbath, we talk about how Samuel answered to God's calling.
那今天晚上呢，我们来查考以赛亚书第六章，神对以赛亚先知的呼叫。
So today we'd like to study Isaiah chapter 6 and see how Isaiah respond to God's calling.
以赛亚书第六章的信息非常重要，因为在圣经，在新约圣经里面有至少有三次都被提出来引用。
And the message coming from Isaiah chapter 6 is very important because during the New Testament times, at least cited three times.
那有许多的道理呢，我们有时候觉得为什么会这样说。
And sometimes we might wonder why people interpret the message in a certain way.
所以我们今天晚上呢，就用这个机会呢，跟大家分享以赛亚书第六章的信息。
So today we'd like to use this opportunity to talk about Isaiah chapter 6.
我们请看以赛亚书第六章第一节。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
我们先从第一节读到第五节。
So let's first start from verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节说，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。第二节。
Verse 2.
其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节
Verse 3.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万金之主，他的荣光充满全地。第四节
Verse 4.
因呼喊者的声音，门键的根基震动，殿充满了渊云。第五节
Verse 5.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之主神。那我们先读到这里。那这里圣经在描述说，这一个意象呢，是在乌西亚王死的那一年出现的。
And here first talk about this vision actually appear during the year that king Uzziah died.
那所以第一节到第五节呢，基本上它是一个荣耀的意象。
So from verse 1 to verse 5 is a vision of glory.
那这个意象事实上是非常重要的。
And this vision is very important.
因为在以赛亚书第一章第五章这里面在描述 很多百姓的罪恶。
Because from Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 5, I spent a large portion talking about how Israel sinned against God.
特别是在第六、第五章的地方，如果我们仔细看的话，从第四节开始，第五节开始，第八节开始，一直到第22节，连续记载了六次祸灾。
So if you read Isaiah chapter 5, here talk about six woes.
那这个就是在先知他在传告神的传讲神的警告。
And those are prophet was trying to preach the warning to the people during that time.
百姓他们那么神所厌恶的罪孽呢，即将要遭受神的惩罚。
Because they sinned against God and they are about to be punished.
那在这个黑暗的世代里面，人如果一直看地上，那么只有看到黑暗跟艰难，就是看不到希望。
So if people who are living during that time, all their focus was on earth, then all they see are sins and darkness, then they will not see any hope.
如果看五章的第三十节。
So if you read Isaiah chapter 5 verse 30.
他说那日他们要向以色列人吼叫，向海浪喷轰。人若望地，只见黑暗艰难，光明在云中变为昏暗了。第三十节。
Chapter 5 verse 30.
那这里就提到说，在当时候的黑暗的世代，就是罪恶很重的世代里面，神的惩罚即将要来到，而且是很严重的。
So because people, they commit a great sin against God, so God's wrath was about to come upon them.
在这个黑暗的世代当中，神用异象，尤其是荣耀的异象，来选召他的先知，传讲他的信息。
So during the dark era, God used this vision of glory to call upon his prophet.
那这个荣耀的异象对先知他以后的工作非常重要。
And this vision of glory is very important to the prophet, when he was about to come out.
就是对以后他要能够忠心的传递神的信息是很关键性的。
And it's even more critical to this prophet, because he is going to work for the Lord.
而且这个异象是出现在这个乌西亚王在当时候，显然是一个算是还不错的王，他治理当时的犹大国。
And King Uzziah is actually a good king, who ruled over Israel.
就在这个王死掉的时候。神让先知看的这个异象。
However, when he died, God allowed prophet Isaiah to see that vision.
他首先看到至高的神坐在高高的宝座上。
So first he saw the Lord is sitting upon the throne.
那有天使在他的周围服侍他。
And there are angels surrounding the Lord and serve him.
那这个天使在宝座周围怎么服侍，特别被描述下来。
And here especially record how those angels serve the Lord.
那当时候这些在天上的这些使者，他们怎么样来颂赞神
？And here also record how those apostles or messengers they praise about God.
那时候特别描述说神的尊贵、权柄、荣耀充满了全地。
And here also mentioned that the whole earth is full of His glory.
那这个荣耀的意象让先知看到他自己的污秽。
And because the vision, the prophet realized that he has a great sin.
那他也感受到说，今天他是住在这一群百姓，也是嘴唇不洁的民当中的。
And he even felt that he was living among those people who are unclean.
那先知他在看了神的这个圣洁荣耀神之后，他发现说他自己本身也是不洁净的。
So after he had witnessed this most holy God, he realized that he himself is also unclean.
那百姓也是不洁净的，他跟百姓是一样的。
And he just like the people who are also unclean.
那这样子他怎么能够去用这个不洁净的嘴唇去斥责那些也是不洁净的民呢？
So how can he rebuke those people with his unclean lip?
所以当时候他自己觉得是很软弱、很无力的。
So during that time, he felt like he was very helpless and weak.
在这个时候，他内心有个很强烈的呼喊，就是祸灾，我有祸了。
So during that time, in his heart, he had a great cry, saying that, woe to him.
所以第五节他才会说，我灭亡了，因为他说我自己本身是不洁净的。
And in verse 5, he records that, so I say, woe is me, for I am undone.
我住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
然后他说我看见了这个万军的主，这个万军的神。
And but for my eyes have seen the king, the great, the Lord of hosts.
一个污秽的人见到至圣的神，那时候他一定灭亡。
So when a filthy man see a holy God, his destiny is for destruction.
但是就在他这个很痛苦的在很痛苦当中呢，神的恩典就临到他。
However, during that painful moment, God's grace came upon him.
那神怎么样把恩典临到他呢
？So how did God gave his glory, his grace to him?
我们现在看第六节。
So let's read verse 6.
有一个撒拉佛飞到我的跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。第七节。
Verse 7.
将炭沾我的口，说：“看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。”第八节。
Verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢我说我在这里请差遣我第九节
Verse 9
他说你去告诉这百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白看是要看见却不晓得第十节
Verse 10
要使这百姓心蒙脂油耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷恐怕眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来便得医治第十一节
Verse 11.
我就说主啊这到几时为止呢他说直到城邑荒凉无人居住房屋空闲无人地土极其荒凉十二节
Verse 12.
并且神将人迁到远方在这境内撇下的地土很多十三节
Verse 13.
境内剩下的人若还有十分之一也必被吞灭像栗树橡树虽被砍伐树孽子却能存留这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此那从第六节到第十三节呢这第二段呢现在讲在讲的是神要差遣他先知的意象
From the second portion from, of verse 6 to 13 here's talk about how God is going to send his prophet
神的恩典是在先知他觉得他自己不配的时候来临到他的
And God's grace came upon the prophet when he felt that he is unworthy for the grace.
撒拉弗就是在当时候服侍神的使者之一
And Seraphim is one of the servant to God during that time.
那撒拉弗呢他这个字本身就是火的意思
And Seraphim its meaning that actually means fire.
就是我们如果记得民数记当以色列百姓在抱怨神的时候神让那个火蛇跑到以色列营里面去咬死了很多人跟那个火是同样的字的
So during Moses' time when people was rebellious against God God sent the fire snake to punish them during that time the fire snake is the same root as this word seraphim
所以撒拉弗本身就是火
So seraphim itself is fire.
那这个撒拉弗呢他本身是火可是他这个时候他是去用火剪从祭坛上面取的那个红火炭来沾了先知的口。
Even though seraphim in, itself is a fire, however, he handed a live coal which he had taken with the tongue from the altar.
然后把这个红炭沾了他的口之后就说看啊这个炭沾了你的嘴以后你的罪孽除掉了他说你的罪恶赦免了
And in verse 7 he touched my mouth with it and said Behold this has touched your lips your iniquity is taken away
那这里为什么撒拉弗本身他是那个火本身他为什么不要自己去摸先知的口呢
So you might have a question since Seraphim himselfis fire, then why you still had to take a live coal and use that coal to touch him?
为什么是从祭坛上拿火炭来沾先知的嘴?
Why does he need to take a live coal from altar?
它的意义在哪里呢?
So what is the meaning behind it?
那这个祭坛,我们知道祭坛是献祭用的,是要杀牲畜流血的,把它放在祭坛上献给神的。
And we all know the altar is for the purpose of sacrifice.So the people need to offer their livestock and kill them on the altar.
那祭坛上面的红炭呢，基本上是沾了这个牲畜的血的。
So this live coal from the altar basically is soaked with the animal's blood.
那有血，这个罪才能够得到赎去了哈。
And in order to redeem sins, you need to have blood to do the work.
所以其实。撒拉弗将祭坛上的红炭拿来沾先知的口，他在讲今天 人的罪恶赦免一定要经过，一定要经过献祭流血这个过程，其实就预表主耶稣基督的救赎。
So basically, here is trying to convey a message saying that in order to have your sin redeemed, you have to go through that process, which is make a sacrifice, shed blood on the altar.
罪恶的赦免一定是要付血的代价才有才要办法得到的。
So you need to pay this price of blood in order to redeem human sins.
所以这是为什么当撒拉弗把这个红炭沾了他的水以后，跟他说你的罪恶赦免了。
So this is why when the servant touched his mouth with the live coal, he said, "Behold, your iniquity is taken away."
那当先知他的罪得赦免以后，他就听见神呼召的声音，是那么样清楚了。
So after his sin was taken away, then he can hear the voice of the Lord saying very clearly.
神当时候的呼叫是非常庄严有力，而且是很直接的。
And God's calling was very direct and very magnificent.
他说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
So God was saying that whom shall I send and who will go for us?
如果我们注意看第六节这里面所说的，一开始神的声音，主的声音是说我可以差遣谁。
So if we read verse 8, here God says that whom shall I send?
这是单数的主厨，这个主要讲话的人就是神本身他说的。
So basically,The one who is speaking is in singular form.
但是他说谁肯为我们去呢？这个我们到底是谁？
And then, however, the second part is saying that who will go for us? And here is a plural form, so who are those us?
但是看来这里的我们包括在天上的使者也含在里面的。
So it seems like this us included all the messengers and workers in the heaven.
其实神可以大可派天使去传递这个信息的。
And of course, God can send his angels to do the works.
但是神他竟然没有。
However, God did not do so.
他把这个工作留给愿意接受他差遣的人一起去。
He actually wants someone who's willing to take the task and go with those angels.
那这个时候，先知他在罪得洁净以后，他跟神说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
So after Prophet Isaiah, his sin was cleansed away, and he said, "Here I am, send me."
那在这个地方，我们看到说，先知他本身是受着神爱的激励的。
So from here you can see, Prophet Isaiah was compelled, by God's love.
这是一个很庄严很神圣的工作。
Because we know this is a very magnificent and very important work.
神可以自己去做的。
This is something that God can do in himself.
但是他是要人来参与他荣耀的工作。
However, God wants, human to involve in his glorious work.
让人在神的工作上有份。
So he wants a human to take part of his glorious work.
那所以这个时候，先知呢，他觉得他的使命，这个使命是很重大的。
So that's why Prophet Isaiah think that his commission was very great.
所以他回应神的呼召说：“主啊，我在这里，差遣我。”
So that's why he responded by saying, "Here I am, send me."
那当先知他回应神的呼召之后，神马上接着跟他说：“你接下来的工作是非常艰巨的。”
So once he replied or responded to the Lord, and God told him that your work is going to be difficult.
因为当先知说差遣我以后，神接着马上说你要去告诉这个百姓。
And after in verse 8, and he said, "Go and tell these people."
他们是要听见你所说的话。
And keep on hearing, but do not understand.
但是他们却不会明白，他们看见了你的作为，也不会想要接受的。
And they will keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
那这个时候，他说，看起来好像是你去告诉这个百姓说，你们听是要听见哦。然后要使百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。然后恐怕他们眼睛如果看见了，耳朵听见了，他们如果心里明白，那回转过来就得医治。
And here verse 10 say that, make the heart of these people dull, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes lest.They see with their eyes and they hear, with their ears, and understand with their hearts and return and be healed.
好像是神故意不要让他们明白的。
And it sounds like God purposely do not want them to understand.
其实并不是这样子。
However, in the reality, it was not the case.
那这一段圣经呢，从第九节到第十节呢，这一段其实是有很重要的预言性的。
And from verse 9, it has,A great prophecy behind it.
这里在预告神的救恩计划要怎么实现。
And it's trying to illustrate how God's salvation plan is going to come true.
当然，就当时候先知来说呢，他也不明白为什么会这样子的。
Even to the prophet in that time, Isaiah did not understand how this thing is going to work.
所以第十一节，我就说了，主啊，这要到几时为止呢？
So that's why 11, prophet Isaiah asked, so Lord, how long?
为什么我去讲了，他们听见了，但是他们却无法体会明白呢？
Why when I preach the message to them, they do not understand?
好像他们不愿意回转来得医治，来接受神的慈爱。
It looks like they do not wish to receive your salvation and receive your love.
那这个时候神回答他说，第十一节说，要等到这个城邑荒凉，就是地图已经上面的居民都被灭掉以后，好像还留下一个圣洁的种类在那个地方，一个根基在那里而已。
So God said that until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants.
也就是说，要即使有剩下的，还有十分之一也会被吞灭，就是似乎是全部都死光光啊。
And even though there might be one tenth left behind, but eventually those one tenth will be destroyed as well.
但是会就像那个栗树、橡树被砍伐以后，只有那个树头还根还留着而已。
It's just like a tree is being cut down, only the root has been left behind.
然后在这个圣洁的种类在国里面也是这样子，在属神的国度里面也是如此啊。
So it's saying that so the holy seed shall be its stump.
那这个时候，先知他知道神的这个旨意以后，他仍然去了。
So after prophet Isaiah understand God's will, and he go ahead and do the work.
他真的接受神的呼召，神的交给他任务，他就真的去传讲警告。
So he received the task from the Lord, and then he do the work faithfully.
那这一段，特别是从第九节到第十节呢，在马太福音十三章，主耶稣曾经用过。
And from verse 9 to verse 13, Jesus has ever recited this part.
在使徒行传28章
in Acts,
保罗也曾经用过。
And in Acts chapter 28, Apostle Paul himself also recited this message before.
在约翰福音12章主耶稣再一次用过。
In John chapter 12, Jesus also recited the same passage.
那所以基本上在第九节到第十三节这一段信息，他在预告主耶稣基督他救恩来到人间以后所要进行的那个阶段。
So basically from verse 9 to 13 in book Isaiah chapter 6, is talking about how the salvation is going to complete it or come true.
他预告基督的来临。
It was prophesying saying that the coming of the Christ.
神的救恩要给谁。
And is also trying to explain how God's salvation is going to be belong to whom.
那最后哪些人真的会得到。
And eventually, who are the ones who will receive those salvation?
那这个我们等一下会来查考。
And later on, we will talk about those parts.
那我们现在，这是整章里面这个第六章里面主要的信息。
So basically, those are most important message in Isaiah chapter 6.
所以这一章里面有荣耀的意象。
So in this chapter, there is a vision of glory.
有如何服事神重要的教导。
And also records how we should serve the Lord.
有罪要得洁净的预表性。
And also, the prophecy or a symbolism how the sin is going to be cleansed.
有神要呼召先知回应神的那个勇气。
And also the courage how a prophet should respond to God's calling.
以及这个信息本身他所预告的将来救恩的实现。
And also the message that is pertaining to how salvation is going to come true one day.
那我们现在回来看第一节到第五节这一段。
So let's come back to verse 1 to 5 in Isaiah chapter 6.
那我们知道神他是坐在至高的宝座上，在天上的。
As we know, God is sitting on the utmost high in his throne in heaven.
他本来就是天地至高的造物主。
And in the beginning, he is the master of this entire universe.
在诗篇里面有很多地方呢，他们提到神他的宝座是从创造天地以前，他就已经立在天上那里了。
And in Book of Song, it talks about that God's throne was already there even before the creation.
如果我们看一节圣经来做参考，我们看诗篇第103篇。
So let's turn to Psalms chapter 103.
有关神的宝座在天上。
And this talks about the throne of the Lord in heaven.
诗篇103篇。
Psalms chapter 103.
请看第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
103篇的19节。
Psalm chapter 103 verse 19.
神在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。20节。
Verse 20.
听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂神。21节。
Verse 21.
你们做他的诸君，做他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要称颂神。22节。
Verse 22.
你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂神。我的心啊，你要称颂神。这里他提到说，这个神在至高的宝座上是值得我们所有的颂赞。
And here it talks about the Lord who is in his throne is worthy of our praises.
包括天上的仆役、天上的天使以及所有的受造物。
All the creations included angel and those servants in heaven.
这是为什么在启示录里面，在那个宝座前有24位长老以及四活物，还有14万4千人那个圣洁的民一同伏在神的宝座前，在歌颂他。
So that's why during in the book of Revelation, he talks about there are 24 elders, and four living creatures, and also holy crowds who are praising the Lord in front of a throne.
那这个神的宝座是永远不会灭的，不会消失的。
And the throne will never vanish.
地上的君王会死。
As we know.A lot of time, the emperor from earth, they will die one day.
君王会换人。
As we know, the kingship, will rotate.
但是坐在至高宝座上的神永远不会变。
However, the one who is sitting on the throne, of the Most High throne, will never change.
所以我们不管任何一个人，不管什么时代，来到神的宝座前，都一样可以蒙恩惠。
So no matter which generation you are coming from, as long you are coming to this, throne, you can always receive the grace.
那我们看到说在这个至高的荣耀的宝座上的这个神呢，他说他特别描述说他的衣裳垂下来是沾满整个圣殿的。
And when they describe this God who is sitting on the throne, he's saying that his clothes or robe is filled with the entire temple.
那这个衣裳垂下来，其实他在表示着神的那个能力，他的恩惠是照顾着属他的百姓。
So he's trying to illustrate that God's power.And his mercy is for his people.
迦南妇人，那个犯血漏的妇人呢，他来摸主耶稣的衣裳，他只要认为他只要摸到主耶稣衣襟，他就可以得医治，然后他就可以得恩典。
And during Jesus' time, there is a woman who is inflicted with a bleeding problem, but she believed that as long as she can touch the part of Jesus' clothes, then she can be healed.
所以衣裳本身其实就是一种恩惠的一种表示。
So the robe or the cloth, itself is indicating God's power.
衣裳覆盖了这个人以后，表示神的恩典能力跟这个人同在，是照顾了这些人的。
So when man wear, this robe, that means God's power is over the people. God is blessing that person.
所以神的圣殿有神的衣裳遮盖。
So God's temple has God's clothes.
这是为什么我们今天到教会来祷告的时候，我们可以蒙恩典。
So that's why when we come to church to pray, we can receive God's grace.
很多人他们来到教会祷告可以得圣灵。
Or people who come to church to pray for the Holy Spirit, they can receive Holy Spirit.
他们伤心的一些不足啊，或者是疾病，来到神的殿祷告，可以得医治，可以蒙安慰。
So when people have problems that make them sad, or they are inflicted with illness, when they come to church to pray, they can pray for their healness.
因为这个地方有神的恩典覆盖。
Because this place is covered with God's grace.
那在这个神的宝座其上，他说有这个撒拉弗在侍立的。
And around the throne, the Lord is served by those servants.
那这个撒拉弗六个翅膀，有两个是遮脸的。
And seraphim has six wings, and two of them cover their face.
这个两个翅膀遮脸，其实代表是要谦卑的。
So, by having those two wings cover the face, is trying to tell us that they need to be humble.
那另外两个翅膀把脚遮起来。
And the other two wings cover their feet.
表示他们在神的宝座前服事的时候是非常谨慎的。
So it's trying to tell us that when they serve in front of the Lord, they are very serious and be very cautious, alert.
他们的服事是不留痕迹的，他们不会去。强调他自己所做的工作有多少成就。
And also trying to tell us when they do the work for the Lord, they will not try to show off.
那他们两个翅膀飞翔表示他们是接受神的吩咐遵命来执行神的工作。
And the other two win is for the usage of flying. So when they receive the task from the Lord, they can do it quickly.
那其实也是表示说他们是很迅速的去完成神的交互。
So also indicate that when they receive the work, they will do it faithfully and do it quickly.
那这是我们今天每一个人在神面前要服事的时候应该有的态度。
So this is the attitude that when we receive the work from the Lord, that's the attitude we need to have.
那这扫拉服事的是随时接受神的差遣的。
And seraphim, they stand by for God's command all the time.
那他们在侍立在神桌宝座周围是做什么？他们是来赞美神。
And another purpose why they are always around the throne because they want to praise the Lord.
他们说圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之神，他的荣耀充满全地。
And they are claiming, saying that holy, 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 His glory is for the entire earth.
那这样一个颂赞呢，其实。配得了，神是配得这些颂赞的。
And of course, the Lord is worthy for those praise.
那这个声音因为太大了，所以他说连那个圣殿门槛的根基都震动，整个殿充满了神的烟云。
And the voice of the praise was so loud, even the entire temple was shaking.
那表示这个殿充满了烟云，其实表示是神临在，神的荣耀充满整个圣殿。
And we're also saying that they are smoke and things feel in the temple, that is the indication that God is there.
那这是一个非常庄严，而且是让人可生敬畏的一种很庄严的景象。
That is a very magnificent scene for those who saw this scene. They might feel respect and also might feel fear.
这个荣耀的神的显现，让先知看了以后呢，他才觉得说他自己是多么不配，是多么污秽。
So when the prophet see this vision and realize the presence of God is there, and he had this fear inside his heart.
他先看到神的荣耀以后，
so after he had witnessed the glory of God,
他才有办法去对照他自己本身是何等的污秽。
Then he can make this contrast, knowing that he himself is very filthy.
所以我们今天呢，一定要从不管是神的作为里面，弟兄姐妹的身上，或者是神的圣经里面，去看到神的荣耀。
So we can see God's glory through Bible, through God's work, or even through our brothers and sisters.
如果我们看到神的荣耀，我们才会警醒，然后才会追求，觉得说，那我实际上是不配的。
And a lot of time after we witness God's glory, then we will be more watchful, and we will realize that we are not worthy for God's grace.
我们才会真的是追求圣洁。
Then we will try our best to pursue after holiness.
神的荣耀圣洁是绝对的，是不是人间的相对性的。
And we know God's holiness is something that's absolute. It's not a standard that is made from this world.
那先知他看到神的荣耀之后，对自己就有一个认识。
So after the prophet had witnessed God's glory, then he understand himself a little better.
他对自己的认识一开始就是觉得他自己的嘴唇有问题。
So the first realization he had is that his lips has problem.
因为他是听到了那个撒拉弗在颂赞神那个声音呢，实在是非常可畏的。
And when he heard the voice of praise from the seraphims, he knew God is fearful.
今天如果我们能够有机会听到200个人、300个人一起合唱在歌颂神的时候，那种感受跟只有20个30个人是完全不一样的。
So, let's make a comparison. So if you have heard a choir, 200 people choir versus 200 people choir, praising the Lord, you might have different feelings.
那所以先知他听到撒拉弗这个颂赞以后，他觉得我的嘴唇实际上是不配来歌颂这个至圣至高的神的。
So after he had heard the praise from the seraphim, he realized that his lips,It's not worthy to praise the Lord.
那他看到这个神的圣洁啊，他这个时候，当然，以赛亚先知他说他是觉得他有祸，我灭亡了，糟糕了。
And after Prophet Isaiah witnessed the holiness of God of the Lord, he immediately knew that woe to him.
我们看到说很多神的工人呢，他们都是在看到神的荣耀以后，突然发现觉得自己哈是不配的，是没有资格的。
And a lot of time when workers witness the glory of God, they realize that they are not worthy for the work and they are not deserved for the work.
你看圣经里面，但以理他看到了那个，看到神的那个荣耀以后，一样是伏在地。
And from the Old Testament, when Daniel saw God's glory, he fell down and grew weak right away.
我们看那个约伯啊, 他听到神的声音，神跟他回答以后。 他突然发现他自己实在是嘴巴不知道讲什么话。
And after Joel have received the message from the Lord, and he also felt like he didn't know how to respond to God's questions.
他发现他以前所讲的那些夸大的话实际上是很不应该的。
And he realized that he made a mistake by boasting so much back then.
所以他我在炉灰中懊悔，他应该是要滚在地上的。
So that's why he felt so regretful.
那我们看那个使徒约翰呢，在启示录里面，他看到那个异象以后，他一样是伏在那个神面前。And
for those apostles have witnessed the revelation, and they also fell and kneel right in front of the Lord.
充满畏惧。And
they had this fear in their heart.
所以我们看约伯、但以理啊，圣经里面描述说他们是古代的那个三个义人之一啊。So
in Old Testament, Daniel, Job, they are two of the three great saints in the Old Testament.
另外一个在以西结书里面提到，另外一个是挪亚。
And the other one is Noah in the book of Isaiah.
以西结书。
Excuse me, the book of Ezekiel. Yeah.
那我们就看到说，像但以理、像约伯，他们就是看到神的这个荣耀以后，突然发现说自己本身是真的是太不配了。So
even for Daniel and Job, those two righteous men, when they see the glory of God, they still feel like they are so filthy.
那所以神的圣洁让以赛亚看到自己的污秽不配。
So that's why when prophet Isaiah witnessed God's glory, he felt that he was very filthy.
所以要成为神的代言人，嘴唇的洁净是很关键的。
So in order to become a speaking person of the Lord, their lips need to be clean.
当然，以赛亚先生他同时发现他自己国家里面的百姓也是嘴唇是污秽的百姓。
And he also realized that he's living among the people, their lips also are not unclean.
我们, 我们每个人都很清楚，祸从口出，就是我们的有时候灾祸是我们嘴巴里面讲出来的。
And a lot of people might have this saying that the woe is coming from your mouth, because sometimes when they say a wrong statement, that might cause you a great problem.
所以雅各书三章一节才会说，我们要留意我们嘴唇。如果我们能够勒住我们的舌头，我们才可能成为完全人。
That's why in the New Testament, in the book of James, say that if you're able to control your tongue, then you are considered a clean person.
有时候我们说我们是嘴唇不洁的人，不见得说有时候我们一定要是要讲一些
不好听的坏话的时候，才叫做嘴唇不洁净。And a lot of people think that for those people who has unclean lips, that means they when they say things that gotta be very difficult to hear.
有时候我们讲出的话，我们自己做不到，其实就是一种不洁净。However,
that is not always the case. Sometimes when you say things that you are not able to do, that is also considered unclean.
这就是一种亏欠。Because
you are falling short of your promise.
我们做不到我们自己所讲出的那个话。
Because you are not able to achieve or accomplish by what you said.
那最明显的例子就是法利赛人。And
the most obvious case are those Pharisees.
我们来看一下马太福音第23章。So
let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音23章。
Matthew chapter 23.
看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
马太福音23章第一节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 1.
这里是主耶稣 他那时候跟门徒说，文士法利赛人坐在摩西的位上。第三节。Verse 3。凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。第四节。Verse 4。他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩头上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。那这个地方，主耶稣特别提醒门徒哦，要注意那个法利赛人他们的吩咐你的，你要做 遵行了哦，但是不要效法他们的行为。And
here in verse 3, Jesus mentioned this to his disciples, saying that therefore whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works.
那其实法利赛人他们所讲出来的话是没有力量的。So
that's why when those Pharisees say something, those things do not carry authorities.
因为他们只是讲，他们自己不会去做啊。
Because when they say those things, they never achieve or do.
按照主耶稣的标准，他们的行为是，他们事实上是信心是死的。So
according to Jesus' standard, their faith is dead.
那今天对我们来说，我们今天其实我们成为主耶稣的代言人。
So today we are considered the speaking person of the Lord.
以赛亚先知他所得到这个意象本身呢。
So when Prophet Isaiah received this vision,
我们有时候觉得说这个是神的工人所应该有的，是讲给神的工人听的。
So sometimes we might feel like that vision is particularly for the prophet only.
所以其实我们今天每一个人在主耶稣的宝血被救赎，然后领受圣灵被拆牌之后。
However, today after we have been baptized and our sin will be washed away by the water and receive Holy Spirit and receive tasks from the Lord.
我们今天成为神的大使，就是代表神。
Then we become the ambassador of the Lord.
那我们就是要遵从神的旨意去宣告这个神得救的福音。
Then we need to preach gospel according to God's will.
那我们既然要去传福音，那我们所讲的话，我们自己本身就要试着去做到。
So since we are preaching the gospel, then we should try. At least we need to be able to do what we said.
所以我们如果鼓励人家说，我们应该要祷告，我们应该对神有信心。
So if we encourage other people saying that we need to pray,
我们应该做这个，要做那个，才会得到神的喜悦。
And we need to do this, to do that in order to please the Lord.
那我们自己本身就要真的这样做。
Then we need to do it ourselves first.
那这样子，我们讲的话才有力。
So if we are able to do so, then the statement that we said that carries authorities.
别人才会真的受感动。
Then people can experience that power behind it and they will be moved.
那如果没有，其实我们就变成一个嘴唇不洁净的人。
If that's not the case, then we become those people who has unclean lips.
那这是一个很严肃的问题。
So that becomes a very serious problem.
所以我们很可能我们都是需要神用这个红炭来沾我们的口。
Perhaps we are the one who need those servants to take this light coal and touch our lips.
来熬炼我们。
To test us.
那所以要让嘴唇洁净基本上是要经过操练的。
So in order to make our lips clean, that requires a lot of trainings.
我们知道这个红炭本身它是有因为有血的功用，所以它可以赦罪。
And as we know from before, this light coal carry blood, so that's why it has the function of redeeming sin.
这就是可以洁净，所以主要是宝血，它可以洁净我们。
So that's why God's blood can clean us.
那所以今天我们要不断的在神面前，能够求主的宝血继续的遮盖我们，来赦免我们一切的过犯。
So today we should always pray right in front of the Lord and may God's blood continue to clean us.
那这样子，我们如果可以了解到我们自己本身的问题在哪里。
So if we are able to understand where our problem is.
那么愿意能够不断的到神的施恩宝座前来祈求神的怜悯以及赦免。
And then we continue to come to God's mercy seat and ask for mercies.
那这样子我们的罪能够不断的被神主耶稣的宝血得洁净以后。
And let's continue to let our sin cleanse by God's blood.
我们才有办法真的清楚的听见主耶稣的呼召。
Then we can clearly hear God's calling.
因为在这个洁净过程当中，我们的心、我们的耳朵、我们的嘴巴就得洁净了。
Because during this cleaning process, our ear, our heart, and our eyes can be clean and become clear.
那这个时候，我们就会听到神那个爱的呼召。
Then we can hear this calling of love from God.
神说：“谁肯为我们去呢？”
So God will ask us, "So who can come for us?"
那我们在洁净之后，我们才有办法感受到神的圣洁以及神的爱在激励我们。
So by witness those, then we can be compelled by God's love.
要能够回答说主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，这是要一个过程的。
So in order to be able to respond that here I am, send me, that requires a process.
因为先知他一定要看到这个不洁百姓他们的需要。
Because the prophet need to see what's the need for this unclean people.
他们在这个不洁净当中对照神的圣洁荣耀，这个一定是灭亡嘛。
Because by this contrast, compare them to the most holy God, we know their destination is destruction.
那所以他才会受到神这个神的呼召的激励，神的爱的激励，会怜悯这个百姓说，那我去传这个信息，让他们也能够得洁净。
So when the prophet is compelled by God's love, then he will be encouraged and go ahead and tell the people and try to lead them to different directions.
所以哥林多后书第五章，保罗才会说，主耶稣的爱激励我，所以我愿意接受主耶稣的呼召去做神要我做的事。
So in the second Corinthians, Apostle Paul had ever said that he is compelled by God's love. That's why he's willing to do God's work.
那所以今天我们今看到这一段圣经以后
So today after we have read these verses
我们要知道神其实就是在呼叫每一个人都能够去传达他的信息
So we should understand that God wants us to preach his messages
我们用荣耀这个意象里面所蕴含的这个道理来自我勉励
So we use this teaching from the vision to encourage one another
靠着主耶稣的恩典以及主耶稣宝血的洁净的功能让我们不断的成为在神面前是圣洁的人
So with God's grace and God's blood we can continue to be a holy person in front of the Lord
那我们去传讲神的话语的时候我们就不用很在意说我到底去讲到底有没有功效了
So when we go out and spread God's words then we don't need to worry about the things that we have spoken has taking effect or not
因为以赛亚书第六章我们现在看回来
So when we come back to book Isaiah chapter 6,
以赛亚他接受神的差遣，接受神的呼召差遣之后，他去传，结果我们所以看出来他的其实效果不是很大的。
And from the passage that we just read, we know the effect of prophet Isaiah's message is not that effective.
神已经事先跟他讲了，你现在去讲，人家不会信了。
And God had even told him that if you go out and spread out the message, no one will listen to you.
所以有时候我们在神的工作上不能用成效来定这个人到底有没有认真，到底他工作有没有得到神的同工。
So that's why a lot of time we cannot use the result, effective result to determine someone who is working for the Lord is hardworking or not.
神的工作跟世界的工作不一样。
Because God's work is not as the same as the work from this world.
因为神的工作有他的时候
Because if it's for God's work It has God's timing
就好像神叫挪亚去传警告
Just like when God told Noah to preach the warnings
传了一百多年一个也没有信
And Noah spread the message for about 100 years But no one would believe
以赛亚他这样子把这个神的这个圣洁神的信息讲给百姓听百姓听不明白的。
And Prophet Isaiah preached God's message, preached about God's holiness and God's power, but no one believed him.
但是他们还是忠心的讲了。
However, those prophets still do their work faithfully.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神救恩的计划就是要定有一个时期，这些受选召的人、蒙拣选的才会听得到。
Because God has purposely made a time for His salvation for only for His people.Those people will understand and hear the message.
我们来看一下约翰福音第十二章。
So let's turn to John.
我们很快的把这一段看一下。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章第三十七节。
John chapter 12 verse 37.
十二章三十七节。
John chapter 12 verse 37.
他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。三十八节。
Verse 38.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？主的膀臂向谁显露呢？39节
Verse 39
他们所以不能信因为以赛亚说主叫他们瞎了眼硬了心免得他们眼睛看见心里明白回转过来我就医治他们41节
Verse 41
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀就指着他说这话那这里主耶稣他一样行了很多神迹传了很多天国的福音但是还是很多人不信
And during Jesus' time Jesus had performed many miracles and signs and also preached the gospel butNot that many people would like to believe in him.
他们所以不信是因为以赛亚已经预言过了。
And the reason those people do not believe because prophet Isaiah had already prophesied about this.
四十节说主叫他们瞎了眼。
And verse 40, he has blinded their eyes.
那以赛亚第四十一节说因为看见他的荣耀就是看见神的荣耀就指着他说这话这个他其实就指着耶稣基督
And verse 41 these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory so this his is referring to Jesus
所以当时候神所说的那个信息已经在预告耶稣基督来的时候一定是要在那个时间以后人才会明白才会真的眼睛打开看到救恩才会愿意相信
So that prophecy is saying that these things will happen when Jesus came and after he fulfilledthe salvation people will start to realize and understand the message.